USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden will visit the southern border in El Paso, Texas this afternoon and meet with local officials. El Paso has become the epicenter of the border crisis, with the mayor issuing a disaster declaration last month. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez, whose district Biden will visit, says it's important that the president meet with Border Patrol agents.
It's important that the men and women in green know that the commander-in-chief supports their mission.
This will be the first time that Biden has visited the border as president. He'll then travel to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit. Promising news on Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. He posted on social media for the first time since suffering cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football.
Hamlin said on Instagram that the love he has received has been overwhelming and that he's thankful for everyone who prayed and reached out. Hamlin added that the incident will only make him stronger and that he is on a long road, but to keep praying for him. I'm Dave Collins.
The 12-3 Bills are playing for the first time since the incident. They return to Buffalo to take on New England at 1 p.m. Eastern. Heavy rain at times is expected to slam Northern California over the coming days. Widespread flooding is expected in the region, and officials are urging people to have an evacuation plan and emergency kit ready to go. Forecasters at the National Weather Service say the biggest impacts are this evening into Monday. Tragic news out of North Carolina with multiple people dead. Jerry Barmash reports.
It happened Saturday morning in High Point when police received calls of two people screaming for help. Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home where they discovered the five victims.
Once they ended up clearing the entire home inside, they unfortunately found three deceased juveniles and two deceased adults.
Officers say they have no reason to believe there is any threat to the community. Police are not releasing more details to protect their investigation.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We're learning more about the teacher in Newport News, Virginia, who was shot by one of her first-grade students.
The teacher who sustained life-threatening injuries is now listed in stable condition, according to a spokesperson at Riverside Medical Center. James Madison University confirmed that the teacher who was shot is alumna Abby Zwerner. A 6-year-old boy is in custody. Police say the shooting was not accidental, and they are looking into how the student obtained a handgun. The elementary school where the shooting took place will be closed Monday and Tuesday. I'm Kenneth Burns.
A federal judge in Mexico City is halting the extradition to the United States of the son of notorious drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The Mexican army captured the son, himself a prominent cartel leader. The operation led to the deaths of 29 people, 10 military personnel, and 19 gang members. More than 20 arrests were made. CES, formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show, wraps up a 4-day event in Las Vegas. Rich Johnson got a look at some of the new gadgets coming to market.
Some items appear to be trivial, like the refrigerator cam. Making cooking easier is always popular, and a new smart hot plate remembers how you cook.
Whenever you make a recipe over and over again, the outcome is going to be more or less the same.
And traveling the world will be much easier with a real-time translation app.
I'm listening in my language as you speak another language.
Once you get over the idea of using your phone to speak to someone who's right in front of you. At CES in Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.